The scriptures this morning have kind of a bookend effect. In the first reading, we hear the story of how Paul was converted. An extraordinary, fantastic story in which this man Paul, who had been persecuting the new Christians, was struck by a beam of light, had an encounter with Christ, was blind. But in that very moment, his experience of Christ was complete and whole. So much so that St. Paul essentially has authored all of our Catholic Christian doctrine. St. Paul never met the human Jesus. His only experience of Christ was on the road to Damascus. In today's gospel, we hear the promise of Jesus that all who believe in him will be able to heal the sick, to speak new languages, to touch and drink dangerous things and not be harmed. Extraordinary circumstances, extraordinary gifts that come from faith. But I think one of the challenges for us as Catholic Christians is that sometimes the extraordinariness of this representation of faith can sometimes be intimidating to the point where we want to throw up our hands and say, I can't do those things. I must not have a strong enough faith. But I think more importantly, an answer lies in today's responsorial psalm, where we cry out to God to teach us in his ways. We tell God how good and upright he is, and that he guides the humble with justice. He teaches the humble his way. That idea of humility is really an essential virtue for us as Catholic Christians. The way I understand humility is really not about putting ourselves down, but really embracing who we are as authentic creatures made in the image and likeness of God. Each one of us, at the moment of our conception, God had a plan and a purpose. In that plan and purpose, he gifted us with specific gifts. And he also instilled in us certain weaknesses. But his call to us is really to explore what those gifts and weaknesses are, so that we can live as authentically as he had intended. We gather in this place, a place of worship, and a place in which each one of us is uniquely gifted and has a unique purpose. At Father Carl's moment of conception, he was called to be a priest. He was called to preside at the Eucharistic table for us. At my conception, I was called to the diaconate. I was called to preach this gospel in a unique way. Each one of you at your conception was called to be baptized in faith and to live out that faith as uniquely as you possibly can. Some of you in the married life, some of you in the single life, some of you in the consecrated religious life. But each of you, each of us, has a unique and authentic call that winds up with us acting as ordinary as we can be. Sometimes the ordinariness can get lost because we have this vision of being judged as to whether or not something we are doing is extraordinary. This week, the United States of America did something extraordinary. For the first time in our history, we inaugurated a person of color as our president. Merely one generation after a time in our history when people of color couldn't sit down at the table with Caucasians. an extraordinary and proud moment for us in our history. As I listened to some of the reaction to this extraordinary moment, I was struck at how people will often look to President Obama as if he is going to be the one who changes everything. But when we listen to President Obama, he is calling each one of us, calling on our own responsibility as individuals to make a difference in change. That difference is what God is calling for each one of us. And our role as Catholic Christians is to try and discern what it is God's purpose in creating us is and was. Sometimes, ordinary things can be expressions of dissent. In all of the pews, at the ends of the pews this morning, we have placed some information about the Freedom of Choice Act and some index cards that, if you wish, you can take them home with you, fill them out, and write to our representatives in the Senate and in the House expressing your opposition to the Freedom of Choice Act. Just very briefly, from my perspective, the Freedom of Choice Act can be a little misleading. I think in some ways it threatens our freedom. It threatens the freedom of healthcare providers, their freedom of conscience to say, no, I don't want to offer abortions. It threatens our freedom as taxpayers to say, no, I don't want my tax money to go towards paying for abortions. But each one of us, in this moment of worship, where we come before God to experience God in a way that is unique to each one of us, I invite you to discern, what is God asking of you in this very moment? How does God want you to live out authentically your parenthood, your marriage, your vocation, your work, your role in the community? Each one of us is called to be Catholic Christian. That, in and of itself, is calling us to be extraordinary. But our extraordinariness can only come from living out our ordinary lives as authentically as possible.